I'm your host, Jordan, and welcome back to Real Talk with Jordan. Last episode, me and my special guest, Bob Blotz, talked about our experience with getting bullied and how it used to affect us. This episode is going to be about how I overcame it and the mindset I had and who I am today. So, as far as you guys know, that I was bullied from 6th grade to about sophomore year, junior year. Freshman year was the worst time of me getting bullied. It was the worst. And that's probably why I hated high school so much. I never wanted to go to school. I was always missing. I was always going to the nurse, and I hated it. I hated getting judged for who I am, and I was sick and tired of just crying all the time, trying to figure out why I couldn't make friends, and it was very mentally exhausting for me and even physically. So from sophomore year ended, I had a really good, summer. I came back to be a sophomore, and after that sophomore year, I kind of had that mindset that it's just, I always said, it was after the storm, there's always a rainbow, and that really stuck with me. Until I actually even graduated, things I did to cope was a lot of writings. I wrote so much, and a lot of self-motivation. I was only in school for only one reason, and that was to learn. I didn't care about making friends at that point. I didn't care, because the kids that showed me everything, I was like, I do not want to be friends with you. I do not want to have this drama with you. I don't want to feel like I'm about to get jumped every corner I turn. I'm sick of no. And I started to not care what people thought about me, because I know who I am, and I know what's true and what's not true. After I graduated, these people that went to school with me were actually starting to follow me and actually kind of be nice to me, and it was very, very weird. No, I'm not friends with them, if you're about to ask that. I'm not friends with them still. Nope. I'm civil with everyone now. I'm out of high school, and I graduated, and I'm a totally different person than I was 4 years ago. I also danced a lot. Dance was my safe haven. I danced my emotions out so much. I would go to dance every day of the week, from 2 hours to 3 hours to 4 hours to even on the weekends to like 5 or 6 hours. And it was a lot. Trust me, it was a lot, but it helped me out so much. I also started to hang out with a lot more family members. I loved hanging out with my family, and they also really did help me overcome me getting bullied. They could tell I was changing from getting bullied. They could tell something was wrong all the time. They could tell when I was about to cry. And me and my parents, when I opened up to my parents and told them, we went to the teachers and the principal about it and the assistant principals, and there's only some teachers that did things about me getting bullied, but not a lot of people did. Not a lot of people really handled the issue. It was still going on and on and on. And I pray to God every single day, please let me just have a good day in school. Please don't let this go wrong. Please just let them like me. And that was also not the case. But I bettered myself by just being there for me. And I actually started sticking up for myself a lot more. Sophomore into junior year and then senior year, I felt like I was a pro at high school. I felt like I was a pro because I was going through so much in them 3 years of senior year hit, and I just did not care. I did not care what people thought about me, and I started acting myself again because that was the only thing that really helped me. I didn't have friends for a while. I had friends here and there, but they'd leave, come and go all the time. And I personally didn't care because I had my dance friends there with me. But I could say that junior and senior year, I really started to make my true friends. And I'm actually still friends with them till this day. And I'm so proud of myself because I was just that scared girl. I was scared to make friends. I was scared to get bullied. And I was also so scared to not have any friends. But I pushed myself a lot. And I started talking to more people. Even if they did not like me, I still talked to them. And if I have to tell one advice to give you guys, is be bold and have no fear. And do you. And that's what I started to do. I started not to have any fear anymore. I just started not to care. It was just, like, it's draining when you care so much. And I think that Yeah, I really did a lot of writings. I wrote about everything. And honestly, I still write to this day. But I've pushed myself. But I think one thing, you guys are going to think I'm crazy for saying this, but I'm actually kind of grateful I got bullied. And reason why is because I'm so strong now than I was 4 years ago. I don't let anyone pick on me. I don't care what people think of me. I don't care. I give no F's about anything. I'm doing me and I'm living my life and I'm happy with my life. I'm in a good spot. I have my good friends and I'm excited. I'm excited to travel and do everything. But I'm very grateful that I did get bullied because I wouldn't be as strong as I was back then. Or not even back then as I am now. I'm just very thankful for my parents, for some of my teachers, and definitely for my family members and dance. So if any of my family members, friends, dance teachers, anything, if you guys listen to this, thank you very much. And I really, really do appreciate you. I also really got into meditation. And you're going to be like, Jordan, you did meditation? Are you serious? I'm like, yeah, girl. Yeah, I did meditation. And I'm proud of myself because I thought that used to be so weird. Like, it was bad, but now I'm thinking that's not weird at all because it helped me calm down. It helped me so, so much. Getting bullied, it sucks, and it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of, you're just drained all the single time. You're just like, why can I just not be myself? Like, why do I have to go through this? Like, you get sick and tired of it. And for the people that go through getting bullied, people get through anything, is that all you need to know is you need to be there for yourself and you need to believe in yourself. And what I think did not help me at all is that I didn't believe in myself. I thought, okay, well, I'm just gonna let them affect me and know that it's gonna affect me. And they kept just doing it more. They didn't care if I was getting upset. They did not care. And kids these days will not care at all. They won't care. And that is so, so sad because you wish they would care, but they're not. They're not. And you will find your real friends eventually, but it does take time. And it took me a while. It took me like such a long time. I dealt with so much drama and I was in between friend groups. They would actually take me out of their friend group, make a whole new Snapchat, which like Snapchat group chat. Like, how childish do you have to be? It's like, that was so childish. Like, that was immature. Like, I'm sorry, guys. Sorry if you're listening to this and you guys are that people, but I'm sharing my story. But what I also just told myself is that just to breathe and go in there like you mean it. And I went in there with a high, you know, my head held up high, and I went in there and I rocked it. I started getting honor rolls a lot more, and I started just focusing in school. And I didn't feel as mentally drained. I didn't feel as physically drained. And I think that's what really, really helped me overcome it. This episode is very short than my last video, but this is basically about me. And I really hope you guys will take some advice from me and Bob. And I hope for the best with you guys. I'll be back for episode 3 on a different topic, hopefully soon. But thank you guys so much for listening. You can find my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, everywhere. And I hope you guys have a great day. Thank you so much for listening.